T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
I got to admit, normally I'm feeling pretty good around this time, but I actually am coming in to fill in for Mark Reardon tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So Friday is my Friday this week. It's much stranger to think that when I go home, I'm going to have to come right back around. Welcome back to Overnight America, and thanks for the time. Tonight, we're live until midnight, and you can call in at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Text message said, this is Kay. After last night, I think Bloomberg can't beat Trump. I think Biden is done. Mayor Pete cannot defeat Trump. The only person I think can actually defeat Trump may be Michelle Obama. Well, that's interesting. I don't think she's going to run. But I like when they try to throw her name out there like, oh, that's how I'm going to get that ticket. Oh, I'm just going to, Michelle Obama's going to be my running mate. They throw that out there. And I'm sure Michelle Obama looks at that and says, come on now. Leave me out of this. Let's go to Damon, who's been holding on since before the break. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I like your program very much.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment. I'm a 14-year veteran from the Navy. Spent 14 years in the Navy. Unlike certain people in our government, mm-hmm. I didn't try to avoid it. Matter of fact, I volunteered for it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any bone spurs. I didn't have anything of that nature. I thought it was my duty, and that's what I did. I joined the military, and I served my country. Hopefully, honorably, I got an honorable discharge. What I am hoping is that people understand about this Make America Great Again or Make America Great. America has always been great. The fact of how it was started, we haven't always done great things, but we've always been a great country. And Donald Trump took this little funny-sounding slogan, thought it would be great, and people fell for it. I didn't fall for it because it was ridiculous. And anybody that really would think, anybody thinking, would know that America has always been great. Make America great again. When have we not been great? The greatest country in the history of the world. First of all, Donald Trump, and everybody knows it, he's lied from the beginning. What happened to the wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for? What happened to that? What happened to his tax returns that have been getting audited for a record 4 or 5 years? What happened to those? Where is his medical records? Where are all the things that Donald Trump has promised and we've never received? He is always the victim. Oh, everybody needs to play fair. But he is the last person to play fair. He is also the world's greatest authority on everything. There is nobody that knows more about climate change than Donald Trump. There is nobody that knows more about anything than Donald Trump. He knows more about war than the generals. He knows more about the science than scientists. This man is a con artist. He is a con man. And I would vote for Donald Duck before I vote for Donald Trump.
Mm,
now, Hillary Clinton had 3 million votes more than Donald Trump, and nobody liked her. This is my idea. I got a feeling that America is going to wake up, and they'll get tired of this con man who has put us at odds with the world, who started a trade war, who has no idea of anything, any sense of decency whatsoever. When I was in the military for 14 years, my president was my president, whether he was Republican, Democrat, and I didn't care. I served him. Donald Trump is a traitor to this country.
No, he talks
a lot of nonsense.
See, Damon,
I'm going to
stop you there for a minute. You said a lot of different things, and I understand where you're coming from on some of these things. But then you go a little overboard. You say things like he's a traitor to this country and this and that. So
he is a traitor.
He is not a traitor to this country. And, you know, here's part of these problems. You could disagree with him on some of these different policies. And you sound reasonable to have criticisms of whoever the sitting president is. And people won't get on you for having criticisms. But they will when you hear things like, oh, Donald Trump's a traitor to this country, because you're going way overboard with those type of assumptions.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I value your opinion. I really do. Now, when Donald Trump was busy trying to say that Barack Obama was from another country, what did you think about that? I'm just curious.
Oh, I thought it was, I didn't think there was anything you would ever be able to get out of that. I thought it was a waste of time to try to bring that up.
Did you think he was rather silly even saying it?
Yeah, I did. He was one of the big people that brought that forward that believed it. At the very least, he questioned it. I thought it was, there's nothing you can do. There's no way you're ever going to be able to prove, number one, or number two, if you go out there and even try to go down this, you're wasting all your time. That's what I thought. It was a giant waste of time.
I've seen many people die beside me. When he made the comment about Senator McCain, who I consider a hero, that I like heroes that don't get captured. I could have never thought of anything more horrific, more sinister than to say that about a true American hero who actually volunteered to help the country. Didn't hide behind bone spurs. Okay, I feel that Donald Trump is a coward, because he is.
Okay, you can believe those things. But, you know, he's not a traitor to this country. And, by the way, he's still your president. You agree with that?
He is the president.
He's your president. Are you an American citizen?
My president. Of course I'm an American citizen.
Okay.
As I said, I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
I spent 14 years serving this country honorably.
He's your president.
I was in Desert Storm, and I served my country.
Mm-hmm.
There is no greater country in the world.
I'm gonna push back on some of these things you said about Donald Trump, and I'm going to go back to one of the very first things you said about Make America Great Again. This has been an exceptional country. It has been the greatest country in the history of the world and been on the forefront. And if it wasn't for the United States, this world would be in a terrible position altogether. So when Donald Trump says, make America great again, he's not referring to going back, 100 years and 100 or 200 years or whatever it may be. He's going back to say, let's look at some of these things that have eroded over the past, 8 years during the Obama administration. Let's look at some of these things these countries have been pushing the United States around. We haven't been putting our interest first. Let's look at the erosion that they're trying to do for the Second Amendment or the First Amendment, for that matter, with religious freedoms. Let's look at the way China's been treating us. Let's look at the way we've handled illegal immigration. And let's look at the way we put our own interest in the backseat while we try to put the interests of everyone else forward. He wants to put America first. That's what Make America Great Again stood for. And look at all the things he's accomplished, not only with the economy, but if you want to look at this, he is building a border wall. There has been construction on that, even though it's not done and it's not as, where he said it would be. It's still being done. Pushing back on some of these things where some of this just nonsense social justice stuff that makes it look like, someone else's feelings are more important than your First or Second Amendment rights. Pushing back on things like the way China's treated us over the years, we're getting new trade deals with Canada and Mexico. We're looking at, the United Nations, by the way, questioning some of the things that they've pushed back on us. We're pushing back on them now. Let's look at the way the Paris Climate Agreement. A lot of people agree with them on things like that. Those are all great, positive things. So when you say make America great again, this country's always been great. I absolutely agree with you on that. But I don't think we have the same meaning of why that's being said.
Well, I understand your point, and I respect the right for you to say it. But most of those things were not exactly the way that you framed them. Donald Trump pushed back on a lot of those things because he has a personal vendetta about a lot of those things. Donald Trump right now is pushing back against poor people with some of the things that he's doing with Social Security and some of our programs, that people that don't have, that are not billionaires, who still looking at the tax cut that he claimed was going to be for the middle class. It was not anything of the such.
No, I disagree with that.
Well, let me ask you one more question. When Obama was president, Donald Trump tweeted every day about the number of times that he golfed. Donald Trump has not only golfed 3 times as much in his first 3 years as Obama, he's doing it at his own resorts and charging the taxpayers the money. Obama, 98% of the golf courses that he was at were military bases. It didn't cost the taxpayer money. Donald Trump has charged the government over $130 million for security and at his resorts like Mar-a-Lago where he goes to golf.
Okay, you
can look at the things that he does. This man is treacherous.
No. He's not horrible. You can have those criticisms. I can see that as things that are you can look at. Doesn't make him a bad president. In fact, he's still been one of the great presidents when it comes to getting things done. No, he's an awesome president. When it comes to getting things done, he's been a great president.
I say he's awful.
Okay.
Awful.
You know what? As an actual someone that has been doing things for 3 years, he's got more done in 3 years. Oh, yeah.
All he does is cause problems and rips.
Well, if all you're going to look at is how much time he spends on the golf course, then I guess you can look at how much he's. No. You call him. Did you call? I'm trying to remember. Did you call him a traitor, or what was the word you called him?
He's a traitor.
Okay. See, Damon. Then here's the thing. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. How in the world can I take anything you say seriously if you look at the president of the United States and say he golfs too much? He's a traitor. How can I take what you're saying seriously if that's the premise you're going on?
John McCain.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. John McCain. Yes, that's something worth. You can say that's not a good thing for him to say, and it wasn't a good thing for him to say, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're back on.
This man actually said that I'd rather have the heroes that don't get captured.
Okay, it's not good. The thing John McCain said wasn't that good.
It's not good.
All right, but here's the thing. You're criticizing him for these things that, okay, he brought up the birther as an idea of, this could be something to this. And he said something mean about John McCain. And, he treats people bad in his real life. There's examples of how he said mean things to people, but somehow you're confusing that with the accomplishments of what he's been able to do as president of the United States. And if you were to look at what he's done for the country, it far outweighs the mean things he's said. And I think a lot of people will recognize that. And that's why they don't mind voting for him again in 2020. And there's going to be a lot of those things. All right, Damon, we got to go. Thank you very much for your call. But, calling in and saying the president's a traitor because you don't like what he said about John McCain and you don't like that he spends time golfing. Sure, warranted criticisms doesn't make him a traitor, though. What it does, though, is make you seem way out of touch. And you know what? There's a lot of people that do like the things he's been doing in office, the things he has accomplished, want to see him do more of those things for another 4 years to see where we can go as a country. And they'll gladly vote for him. Doesn't mean that they excuse the things they don't like about him. It means, you know what, as a president, the guy's doing the right things. All right. So I think that's the way a lot of people look at it. And I'm perfectly fine with that. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
Welcome back, Overnight America. I'm glad Damon called in. I guess he called in and hung up real quick to producer Mike and the thing. Listen, Damon, if you're listening, I know you are. I gave you more than enough time to say whatever you wanted. So listen, this isn't a let Damon talk until his voice goes hoarse type of opportunity. Listen, I gave you more than enough time. So no reason for you to be disgruntled because you're saying the same things over and over again. And you know what? It gets tiresome after a while. Because yeah, you can dislike the things the president have said. You can say, oh, those are mean things. But when it comes to the way he's been a president of the United States, man, he's done some awesome things. And if you look at all of the things he's accomplished and call him a traitor, I just discount anything else you brought up. It's hard to even listen to any of your points after that. Let's go to Frank, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hey, as a God-fearing Christian, Bible-believing God-fearing Christian, I feel that Donald J. Trump was appointed by God.
Hmm.
I mean, there was, no way he should have won that election. But he came back, and out of the blue, there he is, doing all the things that we want him to do, making this country great again. Mm-hmm. And I've been around to a few churches in my neighborhood, as I am blind. I don't see color, but I go to black churches predominantly. I love the soul of the place, you know, just wonderful spirit in there. And I got a real leftist friend who's about 70 years old. And every time we go to church, he stands up and says, "Bull crap!"
Wait, who does that? In church?
Yeah, when they're talking about how good Trump is, and this is an all I just want to tell the lady beforehand, there's a lot of her friends and family out there supporting Trump she may not know about. So look out. Trump's going to make America great again.
Does that come up in your church a lot?
You know, once in a great while, somebody will say, "The left has gone too far to the left."
And then that's when someone stands up and would disagree publicly. That's when that happens.
Right. And my friend jumps up in church and says, "Let me out of here. I got to get out of here. This place is nuts." I just laugh at him, and then we leave.
Uh-huh. Is that
he's going to walk home from St. Charles or wherever we're at.
Yeah. Is that a pretty well-attended church, or what's the gauge on that?
About 20 people. It's called It's called Communion Church on South Florissant Road. It's a good church.
Yeah. How long have you been a Christian, Frank?
Since I was 8 years old. I'm 54 now.
Well, so when people bring up the idea that how in the world can a Christian support Donald Trump, what do you say to them?
I say if he stands against abortion, he can't be all bad.
Oh, yeah.
The unborn killing of unborn children who have the right to live and to have a say-so over their life or death. And if we're going to treat adults like criminals for abusing their children after they're born, well, obviously they had a choice of aborting that child. And if they did, that's a curse on their head.
You know, Frank, we're at the point where the Democratic Party is willing to say there should be no restrictions on abortion. You should be allowed to abort a child all the way up until moments before the birth. And in some cases, like they mentioned in Virginia with the governor there, even after the birth, they could advocate for infanticide. It's a sick world anymore. And that's what the party stands for. And that is something that turns a lot of people off.
You know, in some moral conditions, I guess, you know, a woman might feel compelled to abort a child if she was raped or incest or something, you know, like she's too young or whatever, embarrassing for the family. And I was just thinking that, you know, God created us all equal, you know, in his own eyes, black, white, red, yellow, whatever. He loves us all. Jesus loves us, you know. And I think he loved Donald J. Trump, too, in the way he's running our government. He's standing up for Israel, and he's standing against abortion, and anybody who stands up for Israel is my friend.
Yeah, and he's goes and speaks to the March for Life in person. I mean, he'll do that. You don't see presidents doing that. Hey, Frank, thank you so much for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Take care, man.
All right. 436-7900. That's the phone number if you want to call or text, or 800-925-1120. Let's go to Kevin, who's calling in. Hi.
Yeah, Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling. I don't have a big issue with Donald Trump. I wouldn't vote for him, but I don't have a huge issue with him. Yeah, he's helped the economy some. But, I mean, the economy's on an upswing with Obama anyway.
Well, he's done more than just help it some. I mean, he's done a lot more than help it some. So you don't give him much credit for the way the economy was going today.
The economy was already on the upswing.
Oh, no. There's a lot of other indicators that the things that were not positive indicators during the Obama administration.
Okay. Like I said, didn't Obama inherit a pretty bad situation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, coming out of it. Yeah, okay, it wasn't a great. Yeah, 2008 okay,
so
was not a good time.
What would Trump have done? He said, go ahead and just bankrupt the auto industry. So I guess we'd have bankrupted like he did his companies. He's trying to run the company like he does the country, like he runs his company. And, you know, I guess he thinks he can do whatever he wants to do is what it apparently is.
So give me an example of that, something he doing whatever he wants to do when it comes to the economy.
With the economy?
Yeah. Like, what's something that he's done that would be a negative effect on the economy because he was doing what he wants to do?
No, no, no. Not necessarily. Like I said, I give him credit for some credit for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But the other things, like with the justice system, he's trying to just throw that out the window. You know, he's just totally running ramshackle, running roughshod over the whole thing.
Is this referring to tweeting about, you know, about Roger Stone? Is that what you're talking about, or are you referring to something else?
No, not just Roger Stone. I mean, every single time he's been challenged on something, he tweets about it. He figures he can get his message across with tweets. Well, no, we have a system of government with checks and balances,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't care about that.
Okay, but let's put it this way. What has he done to interfere with the justice? So, like, he was investigated. He didn't interfere in that, and they even stated that during the Mueller report. He didn't interfere with that. Impeachment. I wouldn't say he interfered there either. So what has he been doing?
That was not clearly stated. No. He did try to interfere in those investigations.
No, I don't think they came to that in conclusion at all.
Well, you don't think so? You know, there's always a gray line with this guy all the time. He knows how to play the system. He knows how to manipulate. And that's what he's doing. Like he said, the president is of China. He said he has no problem with a dictator. He hasn't done anything with North Korea yet. Hmm. They're going to run roughshod right over him.
Well, I wouldn't say he's done nothing with North Korea. I mean, we talked to North Korea. We've met with North Korea. So we've done these things with North Korea that other presidents have not done. I mean, we actually went and spoke to them on neutral grounds. We looked at these. Okay, so just because nothing's been done with North Korea doesn't mean we've done nothing. So it hasn't progressed to the part of peace yet.
See, that's the thing with him. You try to interpret what he does. Everybody tries to interpret what he does. He can't speak for himself. You know, you try to interpret and give the guy a pass on this, give him a pass on that.
No, well, Kevin, tell me another president that has tried with North Korea. Like, who's another president that even made it so far that they were talking?
Okay, they haven't made it far because North Korea knows how to manipulate also. He hasn't gotten anywhere. He hasn't got. Oh, he's talked to him. Big deal. He's talked to him. That's about it.
Yeah, and they put, an agreement down, and they didn't like the agreement. They didn't want to act on the agreement. That's where it went.
Russia does the same thing, back and forth with an agreement, so they get what they want. And they'll just keep going back and forth, playing us, get what they want.
With Russia, okay.
Okay, Russia, North Korea, same way. They're all the same, you know.
So I don't understand your point here. So what's your point?
What I'm saying is that he's not a great president. He is not a great president.
Okay, so you bring up North Korea and China. How about we bring up, North Korea and Russia. How about we bring up China? So what do you think about China in general?
They're going to manipulate him also.
Okay, name another president that stood up against China. And there's bipartisan support for people like the way China's treated the United States.
When you say stand up, okay, so we're trying to hold...
Hello? Well, that's weird. The phone line just dropped. Hey, Kevin, call back. I think our phone line dropped there. We'll get you right on after the break, Kevin. Call right back at 436-7900 if you want to call in too. Was that his line or our line? I don't know. We'll get him back. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. All right, so we called Kevin back. He said that he couldn't talk, but he'll try calling back maybe next week, so that's good. 436-7900, 800-925-1120. Let's go to Big Al first, because he wanted to mention something from a previous caller. What's up, Big Al?
Kevin, listen to me. Everybody has done better under him, and I know you're a Democrat, and that's fine, but Obama had a great idea about everybody get along, but he's trying to get along with people that will cut your throat. And he even went in and dropped pallets of money into Iran to try to buy off their friendship. And the only way you fight force is with force. So if you want to speak Chinese or whatever, keep bowing to him. Strength is the man. And hey, Trump will be the president. So
yeah, I think
sorry,
it's,
Kev.
I think it's looking pretty good. Trump's going to be reelected right now.
Kev, wake up, bud. Everybody's doing better.
Bernie
Sanders? Bernie Sanders. You ever been to DMV? Mm. That's our health care?
You know, too.
Sorry, Rick, I know I called 2 days in a row, but Kev, come on, man.
I wanted to hear what you said to Kev. Thank you, Big Al.
Good to hear from you, man.
Thanks. And let's point this out, too. Let's say Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, and they want to do Medicare for all. So in order to fulfill that, just think of it this way. Whatever you're paying now in taxes, double it. So if you're paying 20%, double it to 40. Your income to the government, just to make up for the fact that we're going to offer that for everyone. That's the type of taxes they offer in these countries that offer this sort of thing. So just get used to that. What do you think that would do to the economy right away? Let's go to Randy, who's calling in. What's going on, Randy?
You know, you're talking about abortion and everything, and a lot of the Christians are behind Trump because of abortion, but he pulled out of Syria and left the Kurds there, and now there's thousands of people being stranded out there, being pushed all over, and it's like he don't even care about them people.
Hmm.
I mean, how can Christians back this guy up?
I guess you could make that argument for the stance on everything. So basically, the United States would have to be in every country of the world in order to satisfy that threshold.
No, that's part of the NATO thing, and he's trying to get us out of that. He got us out of the Paris Agreement.
Right.
I mean, science has proved that we're in a bad situation, and he don't want to deal with it. He's went into our national parks and getting ready to drill for oil and lumber a lot of the trees in our national parks.
Well, let's go back to the Paris Climate Accord. So when you talk about carbon emissions, and that's really what they focus on, they want the countries to drop carbon emissions. We pulled out of the Paris Accord, and somehow we were still the leading nation in the world to drop carbon emissions, even without us being in that Paris Accord.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but part of the Paris thing is helping other countries strive for it. Yeah.
Well, California, that's the thing. The other countries weren't serious about it. I mean, they wanted to be a part of it, but they didn't want to take the responsibility to cut the way the United States was cutting. So they go in there and they just say, well, whatever. And then they throw their name on it as if they're contributing to the same level. Not even close. Not even even if you were to try to scale it down based on the size of the countries, they weren't even close to what the United States was doing.
No, you're totally wrong. Look at Iceland.
So what do you mean, look at Iceland?
Iceland's about 80%. They're off the fossil fuels. They're only using like 20% of the fossil fuels. They're 80%.
Well, what did Iceland, when it came to the Paris Accord, I'd have to go look at what Iceland as a country pledged, because all of the Paris Accord is just pledges from countries on what they were going to do. And, you know, as it turns out, as you start to study all these other countries, they didn't pledge more than what they were doing. They didn't pledge to up what they were doing. They basically pledged what they thought they were going to be doing already. They didn't go above and beyond. They were just, they wanted to do a par for the course. Then the United States comes into this thing with the obligations of we're going to go above, way above and beyond President Trump goes back and says, okay, if no other countries are going to do it like we're doing it, then I think we're going to pull out of this. And guess what? No other countries stood up and said, okay, we'll up it. No one did.
No, you're totally wrong, man.
That's exactly what happened.
No, no, you look at Iceland and the Netherlands and those European countries, they're cutting back, man. Now, the problem...
Now, so is the United States, and we're not even in the Paris Accord.
Yeah, that's because we still have people that believe in it, like in California. They're fighting Trump on his cutting back on the gas and gas mileage and all that. You know, there's corporation people that believe in it, and they're not going along with it. But Trump has pulled us out of there. He said, oh, yeah, we'll grow a million trees. You know, that was his answer. But anyway.
I'm trying to pull up the Paris Agreement right now. I want to see what Iceland has pledged. I'm going to search for it real quick, see if I can find
it. Well, I don't know about the pledged money. I'm talking about they're almost off the fossil fuels. They're using a lot of thermal heat.
Did you see, by the way, even CNN did an analysis of what some of the candidates on the Democratic Party are looking to do when it comes to energy in the United States. And did you see what CNN even came up and they said, not only is it unrealistic, but it would be entirely damaging because what you try to replace it with wouldn't be able to get even close to what you would need to replace it with in the United States.
Well, you have to start doing it, man. I mean, you know, in the Antarctic, they got that big glacier the size of Florida ready to break off, man. I mean, it's happening, and his thing is, it's not true. And one of my big bits about Trump is he stomped on our First Amendment right, and that's what he talks about the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment, he's kind of turned his back on that.
With what? You respect.
Know, okay, every president has always had daily press conferences where they were questioned by the press about what they were doing and what they were planning on doing, and he stopped that.
He stopped doing press conferences, okay? So right. That's somehow...
Daily press conference.
How does that conflict with the First Amendment? So how do you see the government infringing on your ability for free speech because he doesn't have a press conference daily?
Well, that's how every tyrant gets their power. They fake news, get rid of the news.
Wait, how is he stopping or by any means, if there was an ability for him to go out there and stop a news agency from reporting something like CNN or MSNBC, I think you would have heard about that. But there's no evidence that is happening. I mean, there's no one stop. No one's being told by the government to you're not allowed to have free speech because you're criticizing the president. That doesn't happen.
No. The daily press conference. Obama had them, Bush had them, and they all had problems with the press. Now, Trump has got rid of that.
Randy, okay, listen. Can you give me an example of how President Trump has stopped any news agency from reporting on him?
The daily press conferences. He don't hold them at the White House.
That doesn't stop them from reporting on him. Free speech doesn't say in the first, let me double check the Constitution, but it doesn't say that the President of the United States must hold daily press conferences. it doesn't require him to do that.
No, but every other president has done it before.
Not every. I remember there's some presidents that have it. In fact, some presidents even wanted to move the press out of the White House so they couldn't even be on the same grounds as them. So,
who was that?
I'd have to go back. I don't remember who it was.
You need to go way back, man. Obama had them. Bush had them. Clinton had them.
Okay, so if you're President Obama, you might as well just spy on the Associated Press and then use that as a way to try to influence what they're reporting by trying to pull that maneuver. I mean, if you really want to talk about attack on the free press, how about you talk about what President Obama did?
What did he do?
He spied on the Associated Press, and then anyone that was trying to report on him, let's say 501c3 nonprofits that were reporting news, trying to pull their nonprofit status, threaten them through IRS, and not allowing them to operate the way they were operating. Now, that is in government intrusion, if I've ever heard of it.
Is this coming from Russ Limbaugh or something?
Yeah. Well, I understand that something critical of President Obama may sound like it's a giant Republican conspiracy, but it goes to show, Randy, listen, it's not all President Trump. And if you want to try to blame him for everything, you can, but that's certainly not the case. All right. Thanks, Randy. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Scott real quick, who's calling in from Crystal City. What's going on?
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
Good.
I just, there's a couple of things there, these people that talk about, I just don't like President Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't like him. Well, give me some examples of some of the things he had promised when he was running that haven't come through, or he's trying to get through, that are being blockaded at every, you know, he's got a roadblock against him, everything he tries to do. Well, I just don't like him. Okay. But in Bloomberg's case, you know, basically what it is in St. Louis, for example, with Slay and Cruson and stuff, we're going to promise you this in your neighborhood, you know, your underprivileged neighborhoods and stuff, and nothing gets done. Mm-hmm. What they're looking at these people as is what Donald Trump had actually said, what the hell have you got to lose by voting for me? Because they are walking votes to these people.
Yeah.
They're walking votes. We'll promise you the world, but we won't give you anything. Bloomberg in New York. Let's say Bernie Sanders or Bloomberg is elected president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God help us all. But if that was to happen, we're going to give you free this. We're going to give you free this. Everything's going to be free. It's going to be taken care of. The rich are going to get knocked down. We're all going to be even on an even playing field, just like in beautiful Soviet Russia. What's going to happen is you're going to have to talk about First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You do what we say. You're allowed to eat this. You're not allowed to have this. You're not allowed to have this. You can't do this. You can't do that. But if you argue that point, it's like he was saying before, the caller before. That's Fox News talking. That's Rush Limbaugh talking.
That's Rush Limbaugh talking. So as if it wasn't
every bit of information that has happened that I've seen Trump get through and try to do and try to work for this country, it's because of my brainwashed Fox News or Rush Limbaugh attitude.
I know. It's so ridiculous, Scott. I'm glad you called in. Thank you for calling in.
Makes no sense. Thank you.
Have a good night. Yeah, and listen, it was President Trump that spied on the Associated Press, wiretapping them, a news agency. It was, by the way, Barack Obama, when he was in office, I was working in a newsroom when he floated the idea and said, we want to monitor the newsrooms across the country because we want to see how they operate their newsrooms, talking about trying to intimidate the way the news is. No joke. Go back and look at this. You know, I was working in the newsroom when that came out and back in Fort Wayne at the time in Indiana. He was also the president that was using the IRS to pull nonprofit statuses from organizations that were critical to him. He was using his power that way. You want to talk about taking away First Amendment rights? Someone's critical of you, so you're going to take away their nonprofit status? Someone's critical of you, you're going to look and spy in their newsroom? Come on now. We'll take some more of your calls before we end for the night. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Thank you for everyone calling in tonight. It's a lot more fun to do the show when people are engaged like this. Let's go to Lou in St. Louis. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I just get tired of hearing Trump trashing all the time. I didn't vote for him. I'd never vote for him. But, you know, I believe in giving him a break. And that's what the people that are sore losers that, you know, thought they had it made. I mean, what? They didn't know that there was such a thing as the Electoral College and stuff like that. And, you know, the smartest woman in the world doesn't know that. I didn't vote for either one of them. Never would. You know,
okay, so when you hear, and I'm okay with people that have criticisms of an elected official, that doesn't bother me, but then there's moments where it goes just, they say Trump derangement syndrome, and man, that is something that to me exists.
Well, you know, somebody I'm close to, you know, who's a very intelligent, rational person, when it turned out that Trump had won, they went ballistic, you know, too. And I think that's part of that syndrome you're mentioning.
Yeah, well, they can't understand the idea that, number one, Hillary Clinton could have lost because they were force-fed this idea that she was the heir apparent and there's no chance that she was going to lose. What they, I think upwards of, what, 95% chance of winning that night, and it just spiraled out of control after that. But what we've seen so far, there's a lot, I mean, an absolute, so many great accomplishments. Things that we should be able to look at as bipartisan, things like renegotiating deals, getting NAFTA off the table and trying to get on top of this opioid, trying to look at some of these instances where these, you know, the justice reform in the sense that there's some of these long prison sentences for marijuana crimes, you know, going to jail for the rest of your life for a marijuana crime where there was no violence involved. You know, re-looking at some of these things, those are some bipartisan things that people really thought were good things. They're more willing to make something up against the guy before they are to look at what he's actually done. And that's what plays out over and over. And you know what? I think it's going to play into this next election. A lot of people are tired with it, and they're going to vote for him again because of it.
Oh, yeah. The vindictive vitriol that they can't curb is just making his reelection more and more possible all the time. And they just can't see that because they are so incensed.
I get it.
They lost. You know, they were so... I thought... Hillary Clinton had it made, too. I remember seeing Nancy Pelosi on the PBS NewsHour that night and looking at her watch. It'll just be a couple of hours now. You know what? Pride cometh before the fall, people.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lou. Good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
All right. Oh, man. Jerome, I'm sorry. We only have like 30 seconds here before we go.
Lou is so philosophical. Well, I don't have much to tell you other than I'm out the greatest store ever called Walmart.
Yeah.
I'm buying bananas, dog food.
Oh, nice. All right. So you're having a good old time on this Thursday night.
Oh, man.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Right.
Well, Jerome, you know, lucky for you, I'm going to be doing Mark Reardon tomorrow, so you'll have more opportunities. But I'll be back again Sunday night, too, for another update. I'm glad that you made it home safe from work tonight.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you're the bull, and sometimes you're the... Little guy getting hit by the bull, the horn.
That's true. All right, Jerome, have a good weekend, man. Thanks.
All right. Tell Mike I see him later, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that's very nice. All right, that does it for us on Overnight America. I'm back again Sunday night, but I'm actually filling in for Mark Reardon tomorrow at 2. So I hope to talk to you then. If not, enjoy the replay hour, the next couple. We'll see you. Bye.
My heart beats with the lonely rain, wishing I could see your face again. Change the dial on the radio. Find something playing kind of bluesy and slow. If things were only like they used to be, we'd be lying in love tonight. I wish you'd call me on the telephone. I don't want to spend another night alone. Sleeping with the radio on, it's the only way I can make it till dawn. Sleeping with the radio on, you're on my mind, and I can't forget you. It's take the rest of the day to get it back together, and I'll unplug the telephone. Now that you're here, I'm gonna
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.